Flyers forward Ian LaPerriere joins us. And Ian, you can now call yourself a Bill Masterton Trophy winner. You've been nominated three times, took home the trophy last night at the NHL Awards. Winning an award for perseverance must have been pretty special, Ian, considering you missed all last year and how hard you've worked in your comeback from a concussion.
Yeah, it's special, and, you know, caught me by surprise a little bit, you know, being nominated and being a finalist and win it last night. You know, it's especially when you don't play, but it's always, you know, I take that as the ultimate compliment, you know, from everybody, sports writers who voted for me, and it's always nice to be recognized for, especially for something that, you know, it's not about points, it's not about assists or, you know, stopping the pucks. It's more about an overall, you know, love of the game. And, you know, I always took pride at that, you know, the way I play. I'd like to, you know, I love the game, and I guess it shows.
Ian, certainly you deserve a ton of credit, but I'm sure there have been others over the past year or so that have stood by you. Talk about the support you've had.
The support was great. I mean, like, I got to start with my family. You know, it's not easy when, you know, I'm used to be away and, you know, do my thing for the past, 32 years. You know, I've always played hockey. I started at 5, and just to play the game and not having the chance to do that this year, had support of my wife. You know, she's been my best friend for the past 21 years. We've been together, and she's been supporting me with my kids, my mom, everybody. And I was so glad they were part of it yesterday. And, you know, also my other family, you know, the Flyers, they've been there, you know, since, you know, all year. They've been keeping me busy, and which, you know, for me, I had so much free time that that would have went crazy if it wasn't for Flyers. You know, Mr. Snyder, Paul Holmgren, Chris Pryor, you know, Zach Hill, and, you know, Jim McCrossing, they kept me busy, which I can't thank them enough.
Now, you came back in the 2010 playoffs after suffering the concussion, had to sit out the next year last year with more concussion-like symptoms. Do you feel that you came back too quickly?
No, not really. You know what? And we'll never know. But at the end of the day, if I had to do the same, you know, same situation, I'd probably do the same thing. No, I would do the same thing for sure. You know, you go through a career, you go through a life, you know, and your dream is to win the cup. And I got no regrets to do what I did. And, you know, right now I feel pretty good. It's the only problem I have is still that nerve. I damaged a nerve in my eye, and, you know, I still don't feel right when I'm on the ice with all the lights and the movement around me. But other than that, you know, I work out every day, and I got a pretty normal life.
Everyone in hockey, fans as well, talk about that tough guy mentality, shaking off an injury and getting back on the ice. It doesn't sound like that mentality has changed for you at all.
No, like, you know what? It's something you get in you, and you kind of built over the years. You know, if you want to play at this level, you got to suck it up, like we said. You know, you just can have little injuries. You know, you can miss games with little injuries, especially when you're a third or fourth liner in this league, and you got to be used to play through pain. But at one point, you know, people are like, yeah, but that's your brain. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, at one point you forget if it's your brain, your knee, your toe, whatever. You know, if they say you're okay, there's no more bleeding, you kind of, you know, you're like, you know, I've played with headaches before. I've played with a little bit of dizziness before. Well, right now I'm in the Stanley Cup Finals, you know, I'll play through it. And it's tough for people to understand, but it's the mentality of, you know, the culture I've got. I got brought out in, and people have been, you know, telling me since I'm a little boy, you know, suck it up, you got to play through this, through that, and that's what I did. And the last one was maybe a little bit too much, but again, I don't regret anything.
Now, doctors, as I understand, have advised you that you retire. You haven't formally done so. Have you made a decision? Do you want to kind of see how things play out with your eye and to see if things improve that way?
Yeah, pretty much. You know what? I'm not stupid. I'm not the guy who's like, yeah, I'm 37 years old. I got a family, but I still have a year left on my deal. And no matter what, if I retire today or I don't, it doesn't change anything for me. You know, I'm just going to give myself that year. And if, let's say, in 4 months, I feel my eye clear up and I don't have that blurry vision, I'm going to try to come back. But if it's still like that, you know, at the end of the year, I'll move on and do something else with my life. But I'm not the kind of guy who's going to quit too early. You know, I won't pull a Brett Favre and say, I'm done, and then a year later I feel better and try to come back. You know, I'm just going to be smart about it, and I'm just going to see what, you know, I feel in the next couple of months or a year or so.
Flyers forward Ian LaPerriere joins us on the Jeff Sammet Show on Sportsnet Radio, The Fan 590. So your hockey club got a little bit of a facelift. First off, Jeff
really?
Carter, yeah. I'll tell you right here and now for the first time, Ian, that Jeff Carter was sent to Columbus for Jacob Voracek. Then Mike Richards dealt to L.A. for Braden Schenn and Wayne Simmonds. All that to sign goaltender Ilya Brzgalov. And now your impressions of the moves and seeing a couple of mainstays leave your club.
Yeah, it seems that, you know, these are the two face of the franchise, you know, and the club needed money, and also that by doing that, you see that they want to go, you know, towards a different direction leadership-wise. And it's sad, but, in the cap era, when you need money, sometimes you have to move big players like that, and it just happened that was the two face of the franchise. But, you know, I think the decision was easier to make because you get guys like Claude Giroux and you get James Van Rijsdijk are play, you know, they're coming up young stars, and when you do have that on your team, it's a lot easier. Not a lot easier, I guess. It's a little bit easier to make those two huge moves.
Now, do you feel with bringing in Brzgalov, an established goaltender in the NHL, that your club can take the next step and win a Stanley Cup?
I think so. I think, you know, like it's we have Bobrovsky had a good year, Boucher had a good year last year, but still there's a, to win that cup, you need a goalie to have a great year, you know, not only in the playoffs, but during the year too, you know, to have not off nights, but to have a goalie to steal you a bunch of, you know, a couple games during the year and make you feel like, you know, you can make mistakes, you can try stuff without being worried if the goalie's going to, I mean, not saying that the other two goalies were, but this guy's proven, he's a proven number one, and you know, we all knew that they were going to do that when Mr. Snyder came in the paper and said, I'm tired of that. I want a number one goalie. Everybody knew that a number one goalie was coming to Philly. But the bad thing with that is when you get a number one goalie, well, you got to pay him a lot of money. And you get with the salary cap, you have to move somebody out of town.
Now, the NHL draft is coming up. You were drafted in 92. Sorry to date you, Ian, but you were drafted in 92 in the seventh round. Talk about that moment of knowing an NHL team wants you.
Yeah, I don't remember. It's too long ago. No, I'm kidding. it was a great moment. It was, a little bit. I was supposed to go out in the third round, and I was back home in Montreal, too, and I went out in the seventh round. I had to wait a little bit longer than expected, but, you know, it's all good. I took it as I had a ticket to go to the training camp and prove myself, and it was a good day. It was a great day, actually, with, you know, my family, my billets from junior. Everybody was at the rink, my grandma and everybody, and it was a special day for my family.
Flyers forward Ian LaPerriere is with us on Sportsnet Radio, The Fan 590. I'm Jeff Sammet. Now, Ian, you're venturing into some, I think, new territory as an owner in hockey, part owner of the Montreal Juniors in the QMJHL, along with Daniel Briere and J.S. Jaguar. How'd that come about?
Well, our main friend is Joel Bouchard, an old NHL player, and he's a savvy businessman back home, and we're going with Quebecor. It's like the Comcast of Quebec, pretty much. They're as big as Comcast, but in Quebec, and we're a group. They want a group of hockey players to run that, and they approached Joel Bouchard, and Joel approached us to be part of his group, and it's great. You know what? It's something that I always dreamed of, to own something, to be, you know, give back to where, you know, without that league, I wouldn't be where I'm at today, because that was the jump that gave me a chance to be an NHL player. And for me to have a chance to give back to that league and give my experience to those young guys coming up and give them, you know, transmit that emotion, that love, that passion of the game that I have, it's something that I'm looking forward to. It.
Now, you're looking, apparently, to change the colors and name of the club for next season. Look, just do what all hockey fans want, Ian, all right? Call them the Winnipeg Jets. Just call them the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah, no, I'll call them the Baby Flyers with orange jersey. Okay.
Now, before I let you go, I want to get back to the NHL Awards. Of course, it was in Las Vegas. Not sure if you'd been to Vegas before, but I want to take us inside. Take us backstage to what the parties are like and what the festivities like for the NHL in Las Vegas at the awards. A lot of hockey fans would want to know what goes on around there. Like, what did you do last night? And maybe you could shed some light on maybe a couple of stories that you've got from last night and what you walk away from.
You know, I brought my, I wasn't big of bringing my kids here, but they're 7 and 9, and I'm thinking, I'm like, well, you know, I've never been nominated for anything in my life. I'm like, I'll bring them on board. My mom made the trip too, and I made it a little bit more family. That it's not the party trip like maybe other young guys would do. You know, I brought my family here, and what was special yesterday, I brought my kids on the red carpet. They had a huge red carpet with people everywhere. It was great, actually. It was, I felt special, and I just can't imagine how my kids felt, you know, just to walk around, and people, they had their little suits on. My youngest one had his bow tie, and my oldest one had his tie on. They looked great. Walk around, and people were, you know, turning them on and shake hands with them, and they really saw what, you know, not what an NHL player goes through every day, but they felt special for that moment. And I'm taking them everywhere, every event. We went at the pool after the event last night. We had it was, you know, a lot of alcohol, obviously, in Vegas, but because they're minors, they had the little cabana that they could stay, and they had their little VIP, you know, the NHL went all out. They're taking care of the families and everything, which is great. And it's a great experience for me, my wife, and my mom, but I think my kids will remember that for the rest of their lives.
Flyers forward Ian LaPerriere, congratulations on a well-deserved honor at the NHL Awards, winning the Bill Masterton Trophy. Your Flyers have taken the next step, it looks like, and we'll see what comes with the Philadelphia Flyers and with you yourself. We wish you nothing but the best of luck. You're one of the gentlemen and really nice guys of the game, and we're all rooting for you. So, Ian, good luck the rest of the way, and thank you so much for taking the time.
All right. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.